prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, and syndicated across the nation from Los Angeles, California to Miami, Florida, from Chicago, Illinois to Austin, Texas. I am Alex Jones. Final hour, your calls, and a lot more straight ahead as we chronicle the out-of-control tyranny of the offshore global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. All right, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, again, head of policy in the Treasury Department for Ronald Reagan, former Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, author of the new book. It's now out in the second edition, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. I interjected some of that last segment. So in this final segment, the 10 minutes we have with you, can you recap all those incredible points? And then you were getting to the punchline with Bolton, the Bush's ambassador to the UN, bragging. And I noticed Dr. Jerome Corsi, who I've interviewed, suddenly didn't want to attack Iran a few years ago. He said, oh, no, we're going to overthrow it with these great young people. And so, yeah, they're pretty public about this.
Yeah. listen, let me just give some more information, then I'll try to.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. The London Telegraph reported on May 16th, 2007, that they had had an editorial meeting with John Bolton, you know, the neocon warmonger in the Bush administration. And the Telegraph says that Bolton told them that a U.S. military attack on Iran would be a last option after attempts to foment a popular revolution had failed. So it's quite clear that this is the American hand. I think it's also clear that some of these young people are very sincere. They're secularized, they're westernized, they're trying to free themselves from the Islamic moral codes so they can be like teenagers and young people in the United States. But they're being, you know, they're serving the CIA's purpose. They're going to end up with a puppet regime like they had before when we installed the Shah. Now, I also have an email from one of these, you know, hacker, spammer, knowledgeable type people, and he said that he was struck by the sudden appearance of 30,000 Iran-related tweets, you know, in this Twitter thing they have now, that just suddenly jumped up, and he looked into it, and this is what he found, that each of these news sites had created their Twitter accounts on Saturday, June the 13th. Each had an extremely high number of tweets since creating their profiles. Iran election was their most popular keyword. They were posting in English. Half of them had the exact same profile photo, and they each had thousands of followers and only a few friends, and their friends were each other. So he looks into this, he narrows the spammers down to three of the most persistent and does further research. He finds, for example, that within hours of the three of these new Twitter whatever they are, originating, that the Jerusalem Post has a story about them.
Oh.
They've been up merely a few hours, and already the Jerusalem Post is writing a story about them. So he concludes from the way the whole thing was structured and all, that this all of this Twitter is an Israeli operation designed to put out more disinformation and get young people all over the world behind the overthrow of the regime.
And we know the United States did that in 1953 with the British the exact same way, but by staging terror attacks and claiming the elected president, Mohammad Mossadegh, had attacked the Muslim extremists. So last time, they manipulated the Muslim extremists into overthrowing Time magazine, poet, liberal, throwing Mossadegh out. This time, they're going to use the liberals to throw the mullahs out.
That's the plan. And you see, and there are splits among the mullahs. For example, Ahmadinejad is reported by the lying Western media to be some kind of a right-wing guy that's in thick with the mullahs. Well, the fact of the matter, he has spent most of the recent presidential campaign campaigning against the corruption of the mullahs, particularly the one he beat in the last election, this Rafsanjani, who is Mousavi's main backer. So the mullahs, most of the mullahs are against Ahmadinejad because he has brought these corruption charges. You see, people in the countryside think the mullahs have too much wealth and power, and their lifestyle reflects it.
Well, they do, yeah.
And he made, that's what he campaigned on. And so, but we don't get that information, but this is an absolutely fact.
Well, I was going to say, the guy he's running against is back to the core of the founding and even tied into some Iran-Contra stuff, so he certainly has spook connections.
Right, and he was the prime minister for 8 years. Not the prime minister, the foreign minister.
When it was the most oppressive regime.
When it was the most oppressive. So the notion that he's a reformer and you see, if he was a if the mullahs were afraid of him, they would have simply thrown him off the ballot because they decide who gets to run for
the committee of experts.
Yeah, the committee of experts, whatever they're called. I can't remember the group's name. But so I think that for some reason he was disaffected. They didn't know that. And he's either being manipulated by the CIA, or he's in with them. I don't, you know, it's very hard to explain why a pillar of the mullah establishment would want to discredit the Iranian regime.
But regardless, CIA fingerprints are all over it. They admit they're running it. So here's the question. Is this, in your opinion, and I think it's an expert opinion, Dr. Roberts, is this an attempt to discredit them in the American people's eyes and the world's eyes so the world will accept a NATO/U.S.-Israeli strike on Iran?
Yes, that's it. That, or it's to overthrow them. I mean,
so either way they win. And so all these dumb kids don't know they're about to bring in shock and awe in all their cities level. Yeah. They're not going to be idiots. Yeah,
yeah. Those young, secularized, westernized protesters are idiots. They're dupes of the CIA, and they're either going to end up with an American puppet government, or they're going to have thousands of people killed and their beautiful country destroyed in an American military strike. One or the other is going to happen.
And you just said it, very modernized, very beautiful country. The big bankers don't like that.
That's right. And not only that, you see, Iran is getting connected with Russia and China in that new organization,
Shanghai Cooperative.
And that then gives them essentially 60% of the world's oil reserves. And of course, we don't like that either. We don't want that. And
so what do we do about this? Nothing. I guess Obama's going to blow Iran to bits, and all the liberals will say, oh, great, he's giving them freedom.
That's just like Iraq. A million dead, 4 million refugees, and we've given them freedom. The whole country's destroyed, just like we're doing in Afghanistan. And, you know, why the world puts up with this, I don't know. I think it's because we just give them money. So maybe if we have an economic collapse, the world will have a chance to go its own way and realize its own aspirations. But for now, it looks like American hegemony is prevailing.
But meanwhile, American hegemony is raping us, the American people, as well. They're eluding us. So it's
eluding us, yeah. As you said earlier, you know, they're getting power over all the money, over everybody's business. It's just, it's an amazing thing. You know, it's actually, as I said the other day, there's really no difference between the American citizen today and the fictional citizens in George Orwell's book, 1984.
Dr. Roberts, we appreciate your integrity, your research, the incredible amount of data you brought together, because I was trying to figure this out, and you really did a great job. Thank you for spending Father's Day with us. Get back to your family. God bless you.
God bless you, Alex.
There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, a real conservative. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, those Iranian teenagers are going to get what they want. Those cities completely leveled. And they're going to put in hardcore Muslim extremists over them. Just like Iraq. 60% of the graduates of college were women, the doctors. Rock and roll music was on. Not anymore. They're all wearing the burqas, and CIA's in command. I tell you, the key to the whole New World Order is Muslim extremists. More and more I realize this. They are the magic key, the sword of death. They are the little secret. Because you got these mullahs, Shiite, Sunni, both sides. They got mind-controlled people that will blow themselves up and think they're doing it for Allah, and they always work for the British government. I mean, when you really get down to it, and that's what the head mullah came out and said, this is the British government. Because, you know, he knows, because they've been fighting those guys and working with them for decades. It goes back and forth. This is like chess, ladies and gentlemen, but 10 times more complex. And we're here looking at this huge chessboard. I can't get the American people to even realize we're playing chess, that there's a game on, that this is real, that there's powerful elites and subterfuge. And in fact, I want to play this clip, then your calls are coming up. And I got Sarah Hudeberg coming in here to talk about this bill. You can't make this stuff up anymore. I mean, who could come up with this? I couldn't imagine things this ridiculous. But the reason I thought of this guy, months ago I meant to play this. And I didn't do it, but last night I'm at the office at about 10 o'clock at night. They're re-airing Geraldo Rivera's show. And there's like these weird zombie redcoats. I say zombie. They look like they were out of their minds. With these vacant stares playing Revolutionary War music, but British tunes with our soldiers on the set with him. And I was like, they're playing revolutionary colonialist music. And it was some weird message. And I keep seeing redcoats with our troops at White House events and at events at Arlington Cemetery. It's like a desecrating us. And I'm not an Anglophone. File phobe. I mean, I don't dislike the British. I mean, my last name's Jones, and I have two guys that work for me in England, great, smart people. I'm saying the elite of England. So I'm sitting there watching this as we sit there in the coffee room watching Fox News, and then it cuts to Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen, and he's saying, I tell you what, Geraldo, I just think we ought to be over there helping them. It's despicable that Obama's trying to stop us from freeing these people, and that we're not giving support to these great Iranians that he's saying every other day he wants to turn into a glass parking lot, but suddenly he loves them. And suddenly, you know, they're all for police brutality here, but oh my gosh, they're doing it over there. It's bad. And think of how that PSYOP works. They're funding the whole thing on record. They're staging the whole thing on record. They're lying and twisting everything. He knows that, and there he is lying to the American people with pleasure, knowing it's all a lie, saying we ought to be supporting him. Obama isn't supporting him, which gives Obama left cover. See, oh, now the left will be, oh, see, he's an anti-war guy, and the right wing will hate Barack Obama, and that reinforces the controlled Republican Party. And all these CIA operatives, and that's what Bill Cohen is. He admits he's worked with them in Beirut and other places, and Mossad. It's all about reaffirming that false left-right paradigm and giving Obama left cover when Zbigniew Brzezinski's running this entire operation as his national security advisor's top advisor. So he's like the supervisor over his national security advisor. He's the real power behind the throne. And we predicted all of this in the Obama deception and all the interviews I have for the second film coming out soon. It's all about this already. We're already predicting this film what's now happening. It's just incredible. So, the issue here that I'm trying to get to is, it made me think of Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen. Because I remember Rumsfeld in 2002 and Bush going, we're taking off the gloves and the torture memos, ordering the torture, and how they were waterboarding them and bragging on Fox News, how they were stopping their hearts with medical devices and torturing them, much worse than waterboarding, and how they were getting fake confessions. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, supposed number two in Al-Qaeda, they got him to confess to bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was in jail. So 6 years of being waterboarded, they admit, hundreds of times, 2 times a day for almost 6 years. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confessed to everything but killing Kennedy, killing, sinking the Lusitania, the Titanic, crucifying Jesus. And they put out on the news he'd done this. He had bombed buildings that didn't exist when he was arrested. And they admitted that they threatened his family. That was in the news. That they tortured his kids. The Washington Post bragged and said, yeah, when they tortured him for years. He wouldn't say he did it. So they got his kids in there and started doing it. And he said, fine, I'll say whatever you want. Totally made up. He was clearly a CIA operative they were setting up. So Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen shelling at a conference, a news conference, and then making the joke about, is this on record? Oh, I don't care if it is, when he knew it was a press conference. This is Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen at a press conference in Los Angeles, bragging and selling, oh, I'm not for waterboarding, I'm from electricity, but only if it saves our troops, when you know It's only good for fake confessions and only good for tyranny and terror over the people. It's so sick, but it gets worse. You can pull this up. This has been in the Associated Press. They have arrested dozens and dozens of people. It's got to be over 30 or 40 that I've seen in the news alone. At Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, places like that, in Iraq, because it'll come out that they tortured somebody or they sodomized them with large objects dripping with battery acid. That's in the Army's own report. And so Bush and them said, we didn't order that. Arrest them. And then they send these people who followed orders to prison. And guess how they keep them from blowing the whistle? In fact, you can Google this. Google this, guys. Torture guard silenced under Patriot Act. They use anti-terror rules on the torturers that followed orders to shut them up so Bush and Rumsfeld and Gonzalez and all these sickos won't go to prison. And so they sent a whole bunch of these people to prison that followed orders. The White House orders are now public. And then the White House says they never ordered torture. And then last year, this is just late last year, 2008, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cohen goes on TV and brags that he tortures people. So they're allowed to brag they're torturing people, and then they send their own patsies to jail. I mean, that's who you work for, CIA. I hear the CIA ads recruiting for domestic operations. Listen, you dumb kids. They're going to set you up. They're all into lying to you. They work for offshore banks. They want to destroy this country. Go ahead and play the clip.
Everything I say here or not is on the record. I hope it is. It always is. I'd like to go on the record as saying, we've talked about torture here last night and this morning. I do not like waterboarding. I do not like waterboarding. I prefer electricity.
Yeah, little kids getting raped. Real funny.
I stand by that statement, and it concerns me quite a bit that John McCain has already ceded interrogation techniques to certain people. I would never for a moment use harsh techniques, and I have used them, on just anybody. But, you know, sometimes there are certain people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. That's enough from the punk. That's enough. Like his kids got tortured? You mean like him? They take your soul, folks. He is selling you. He's all in deception. They all sit around laughing how they manipulate and deceive people. Like he went on the news last night and said, I wish we were supporting the overthrow of Iran right now, when he knows the whole thing's being run. They'll take your farm and ranch too, folks. If they'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis, they'll kill you better than a hammer. And they're building a giant force of sickos like him that are ready to do it. Well, I'm a real red-blooded American, and I'm not part of torturing kids, you son of a... Listen to me. We're going to beat you people, and we're not scared of you. Sicko filth.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
I normally take more phone calls. I apologize, but there's just so much news I was covering, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us. The toll-free number to join us now is 877-590-5525. All over the country, 877-590-5525. And we're listening to us out of the flagship station we transmit and syndicate out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It's 836-0590. In a moment, I'm going to get into one of the biggest federal land grabs, if not the biggest ever. And I read the bill. I can't believe I'm in America. But I'm Alex Jones. I expect all of this. And then the Federal Reserve, offshore owned, is announcing it's taking over the entire country, all businesses, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, makes the Patriot Act look like heaven. I'm going to recap that and go to your calls. But I wanted to bring up Sarah Hudeberg because I forget the news we cover how bad it is. A week and a half, 2 weeks ago, a caller calls in and goes, have you seen the Clean Water Restoration Act, 787? And I go, no. I pull it up. It says a puddle, rainwater, anything. The feds own your property. They can shut it down. They can take it. Worse than the animal ID. Worse than the premises ID for takeover. I read it, and it says no warrants. Come on your property. They're going to set up new divisions. This is the way the Green Corps is going to get on your property. And the New York Times reported Thursday that they're hiring felons for Obama's Green Corps. Felons. Look, you can't make this up. Felons are coming to your ranch and farm. I was looking at like 5 acres out in the hill country on a creek and thinking, oh, can I get that place to run to with my family? Now it won't matter. Little guys with ponytails and machine guns are going to show up and say, lick my boots or you're going to die. And this isn't a joke. Text of S-787 Clean Water Restoration Act, and that some folks in the state are upset. I've read about this. Again, this is Texas fighting, and other states, I guess, aren't. I know that Sarah Hudeberg, a reporter here at News Radio 590 KLBJ, also has some clips of some of the Cattlemen Association groups, but this is a show all over the nation. Please fight S-787, because this sucker has passed out a committee going to the full Senate. And they're saying they've got the votes for this. I mean, again, total takeover. Sarah Hudeberg, tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. Yes, the bill, it already made it out of the Senate committee. And like as you already said, it gives the federal government authority over all water in the United States, even on privately owned land. And KLBJ talked to Jason Skaggs. He's with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. I'm just going to go ahead and play a sound clip of him right now.
Essentially, this bill would make every stock tank, every creek, puddle, stream, any kind of water body in the state of Texas would be under the jurisdiction of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. A bill which we feel is one of the largest land grabs in recent memory by the U.S. Congress. This bill would remove the term navigable from the definition of waters of the U.S. If this law were to go into effect, the federal government would now have control over numerous bodies of water that they currently do not. And that's a burden on Texas property owners and landowners that is just completely unnecessary and just a big grab on the federal government's part.
Sarah, thanks for that report. You say you've got family that are in ranching. So do I. They've all been harassed building a new barn, anything under the Wetlands Act. And so people litigated and defeated that because there was no federal jurisdiction. If you had a puddle, they would try to force you off your land or force you to sell. Austin has land grabbed over 20,000 acres under the guise of that. And later they build hotels on it with their buddies. But give us your quick take on that.
Well, I do have an uncle who's a cattle rancher near Victoria, Texas, and I know that he would not be happy to hear about this bill at all. And the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, they're urging the U.S. senators from Texas to vote no on this Clean Water Restoration Act. And hopefully that will happen because this is just the government continuing to find ways to regulate the lives and freedoms of Americans.
Absolutely. Plus, we have a 10th and 9th Amendment. I mean, the feds have never been able to do this before. Why are they doing it now?
I don't know. They're just trying to find more ways. I mean, more ways to take away our rights and get into the privately owned things in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know you're going to continue to cover this here at News Radio 590 KLBJ. Sarah Hudeberg, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Thanks for that report. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'm like somebody in a batting cage, and they got five machines turned up on high speed shooting balls at me, and I can't hit half of them. I mean, and I'm getting hit in the head with them, and and then I have all this mainstream news where world leaders are meeting calling for one-child policies and forced population reductions, and I read it from mainstream news on air, and I come in, and I hear Dr. Dina Dell on the air before I go on saying none of it exists. No, S787 does exist. And, yeah, it's insane. That's why I played Napolitano earlier. For a week, I've been ranting and raving saying this new bill allows the Federal Reserve to run everything and take everything over. In fact, they don't even need this 787. They can control all the waterways. Anything connected to commerce or the economy, they run it. And that's what all the martial law executive orders state. It's just now they're taking that away from the president into an offshore banking system that engineered the crisis we're now under. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just begging everybody out there listening to me to get angry, to get focused, to get upset, and to begin to discover the things I've discovered. I mean, it's not hard. You listen to local talk radio station. You're going to hear on the news about this. I mean, this stuff isn't hidden. This stuff is real, and it's true the CIA is trying to overthrow Iran right now. And they're going to go in there and blow that place to daylights if the public buys it. This is all a big show for you, and I don't like the mullahs. The point is, we are the most hated country on earth because criminals run this nation, ladies and gentlemen. And the good news is Obama's approval rating has dropped from over 80% in the last 4 months to 58% and dropping. So people are getting wise to him. But by the time they get wise to him, they'll put some fake Republican in. And then I'll go from being called a right-winger to being called a liberal. You know, when I'm bashing Bush, I'm a communist. And then when I'm bashing Obama, I'm a right-winger. No, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a rule of law. I want liberty. I don't want to be overrun with bureaucratic thugs. I know the CPS is run by a bunch of pedophiles on average stealing kids. I know they're doing it without due process. Folks, the crimes of this government, it isn't a government. It is a clearinghouse for criminals to rape us, financially, physically, spiritually, psychologically. I got articles here where in 1 year, 26% increase in Prozac use by the public. I mean, the public's all a bunch of drugged out, drooling zombies. The criminals are running wild. And anybody with half a brain is just trying to keep their head down. I mean, you know what? This is a recipe for disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And I told my wife today, I was sitting in the backyard with my children, and I said, I'm not just saying this. I said, I've sworn to stay here and fight for this country, but I may get my family out of the country. I am 2 inches away. I'm 2 inches away, and I may just, and I'm sick of dealing with it and then trying to hustle and get sponsors and fund the operation and get the word out just to have people say, oh, you just want to be a big shot. No, I want out of this, man. I wish this wasn't true. I have to go against my instincts and go against my own fleshly desires to just go live in a little house somewhere. That's what I like. And have lots of time off with my family. I am a regular guy. I'm just some aggressive, redneck stock Texan who loves freedom and liberty, and I'm not a slave, and I know when a tyranny's coming down on me, and I'm not going along with it. And I don't know what's wrong with you people out there. You understand hardcore tyranny's taking over the country? I mean, it's so bad I can't even tell you how bad it is. It's so evil I can't even express how bad it is. Let's take a quick call here. Let's talk to Ruth in Florida. Ruth, you're on the air.
Hey, I totally see. I don't know what's wrong with everybody.
Well, they're drinking sodium fluoride.
Yeah, probably. I did have a good little incident the other day. I love to have good signs. I work in a little donut shop, and in the morning there's this little old lady. She's about 70 years old, comes in and gets donuts for her little push cart in the college over here. And as of next week, she's out of a job because they've decided they're going to bring a corporation in there and let them sell food.
Oh, yeah. Why let a slave sell something on a street corner? No, they're arresting Amish for selling eggs.
I know.
The SWAT teams are going to hit you and hit you hard. It's over.
In the little strip that I work in, there's a little Job Corps office place. So a lot of people show up there. Some of them a little bit scary, but people looking for work, desperate for work. And
well, you're not allowed to sell hot dogs or donuts anymore. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team's going to kill you deader than a hammer.
I know. Well, it turned out between myself and this nice little old lady and this young black man, about 20, 30-something, you know, they started talking about the corporations and coming in. And I was just getting tingly because it's so hard to find people that are willing to discuss this stuff. And here we were, me, I'm 52, and then this nice little old lady and this.
I tell you what, tell me what they said when we get back.
Hey,
Ruth, stay there. I want to hear what they say when we get back. Don't hang up. I got a break. We're going to go back to Ruth. We're going to go to John, a few others on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month,
PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We don't let it all hang down.
Okay, sorry, Ruth. You're in the donut shop. It's an old lady isn't allowed to sell donuts on the street anymore. And a young black guy. You're in your donut shop. Okay, go ahead and finish your story.
Nothing. It was just really thrilling that I could actually see that, you know, there was somebody out there. I'm not walking around alone trying to, you know, talk about this stuff. It was good to finally see somebody that knew what was going on.
Well, you notice they were being hurt by it, though. That's why they knew about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Also, two more things. Saw a really good film last night. People want to see the CIA in action. Watch that one, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. That was really cool. You can see them putting it down. And another thing is people shouldn't be saying they can't do nothing. I can't do a lot either, but I found this package of business cards I had bought one time, and I took them, and I took the Obama deception and took the picture and shrunk it down real little, and I had it typed in there, same boss as, or let's see, old boss, new boss, same as the old boss, Infowars.com, and I throw those things everywhere I go. So
absolutely. God bless you, Ruth. Listen, folks. We have this Arnold Schwarzenegger archetypal Hercules image that this big hero has to do it all for you. And that if it isn't instant gratification against corruption, that we can't beat it. The corruption seeps in. We have to seep in against it. And, you know, spreading the word about this radio show, getting documentary films that are powerful, making copies of Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, my films are the most effective, giving them out, spreading free links to my films online to people. Starting a local access TV show, starting a local radio show. A lot of towns you can get on Saturday or Sunday with a show, and if it'll become successful, you can maybe get a weekday show. Or volunteer to do local news for a local station, if you've had a history of that, and, you know, come in. Now a lot of these stations will listen to you and let you do reports about the New World Order, because it's out in the open now. You know, we got to come together and decide this is mainstream, and that foreign corporations are raping us and looting the nation, and that we're not going to let this happen. I mean, I just read to you mainstream news where the Federal Reserve, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, seize any business they want, any company, run everything. That is dictatorship of foreign banks. This is a new form of government where an offshore corporate bank controls the nation. That's worse than the classical colonialism where it was some empire. Because then these bankers claim there's no welfare. They claim that the state has, no job to take care of people. They have no responsibility. They have no liability. It's all fraud. They rule us. They tax us at the point of a gun through the government. Offshore corporations coupling with government to control us. I mean, this is insane. And then the text of S-787 Clean Water Restoration Act, just Google text of Senate bill, or just S-787 Clean Water Act. And you can go read this for yourself. I mean, read it. Read it. Virginia State Police say anti-New World Order and gun rights activists are terrorists. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. This story needs to go completely viral, just like we forced this. I went and read the bill Monday. They finally made public of the Federal Reserve takeover. I knew it was going to be a takeover, but not a complete, total, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. Everything's ruled by these bankers, but they can already steal $14.8 trillion in 8 months since the bailout, and no one can investigate them, so why not just have total power? Hell, if they're getting away with that, why not? And then presidents will come and go, but they'll stay in power. But this story, Virginia State Police say anti-New World Order and gun rights activists are terrorists, this was posted on their website. One of our listeners said, look at the Virginia State Police website. You can go to their website and read this. They've gone from 6 months ago this stuff being secret and we'd break it and people wouldn't believe us to just, yeah, all protesting is terrorism, all gun rights groups are evil. The Second Amendment's terrorism. I mean, it actually says it. And then this one. Proposed law allows Attorney General Holder to block gun sales to over 1 million Americans, including veterans. They're just, if they feel like it, no judge, no jury, no facing your accuser, you just can't own guns anymore. And they're saying that they're not only going to come in and not let you buy guns, they're going to come and take them. Forget the 68 Gun Control Act where felons can't own guns. They just show up and take your guns, and they won't tell you why. I mean, this is total tyranny. And DOD training manual describes protests as low-level terrorism. This is a public DOD training manual that they teach all the new people in Army Security Forces and MPs that all protest is illegal. This is mainstream. I can't handle it. I mean, it's just... Let's go back to your calls. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. The victories will start be coming in, and thanks to you, you'll be riding a wave when these victories start coming in.
Well, I'll probably get a bullet in my head. This is not fun.
This is the most unbelievable thing in the St. Petersburg Times today, headline news. They brought down a CIA colony. They've been trying to bring them down. The Scientologists, their headquarters are here. They've infiltrated the Clearwater Police. They've shut down newspapers. As you know, their history is phenomenal.
Absolutely. So what is it saying?
Well, it's unbelievable. The guy that's ahead of they're bringing down the whole head. He's on the front page of the paper. They've never done this before.
So what happened?
Okay. The head of the Scientologists locked 12 board members in his room. They're exposing. There's like four board members came out. So they were locked in there for 2 weeks with 10 other members. They couldn't even leave on their own accord. This guy has been slapping people, punching them. The guy is
called... Is that Mark Cavage or is that one of the lawyers that runs it?
No, it's Miss Cave. He started when he was like in the 10th grade. He dropped out of school. He was Ron Hubbard's cabin boy on his yacht. And then he came and he's taken over the complete thing over. And he's been running it now ever since Hubbard died.
Well, I know Hubbard was tied in to Aleister Crowley and all that, like the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA. NASA was basically founded by Aleister Crowley and Nazis. That's mainstream. That's what I mean. Who can make this stuff up? What type of fruitcake country has Aleister Crowley and Nazis? I mean, and I was on the set of Ultimate Fighting Championship with ESPN talking to Joe Rogan. And there's the head announcer, and I'm going, yeah, Goddard Space Center, top Nazis. And the guy walked over and thought I was a liar saying Nazis were at NASA. I mean, the public doesn't know anything. And I'm not bashing that guy. It's just that they don't know. But anyways, what's the headline? And I'll try to cover it this week.
It's bringing down the Scientologists. I mean, they've got a three...
what's the headline so I can read the article in the St. Petersburg... newspaper.
I think it's on the front times. I just read it on the computer, but it's on the front page, and they're having like a whole story. I mean, it's just they're breaking this thing up. The guy is—they're going to sue him. They've never been brought this out before. They've taken over papers down here. They've tried to take them down.
They've been convicted for infiltrating the FBI and CIA. Thank you. Very interesting information. Just what I need. I'm taking on the whole New World Order, CIA, now the Scientologists. It's just getting crazy here. Let's talk to Arthur in Mass. You know what? Might as well just go all the way. You know what they say? I might as well just write my own obituary and then just get it over with and decide it's all in God's hands. And I've already done that a long time ago, but I mean almost publicly. And just decide I'm already dead, put it all in God's hands, and that's just the way it is. I'm going all the way to the end. I'm doing my job. I'm standing up for what's right, and I'm not going to pull any punches. We're just going to tell it like it is. I'm going to live on my feet, not on my knees. And if more of you would have that attitude, this evil would disappear like dreams at dawn, like phantoms at dawn. Let's talk to Arthur, all we have time for calls. Arthur in Mass, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Got 2 minutes. Go for it.
Hey, good to speak with you. I've been trying to contact you about 2.5-3 years. I did a original research proposal on fluoride's implication on osteoporosis.
Oh, that's an admitted fact. I have all the big government reports. That's why they put it in the water.
And, you know, as I listened to the talk probably 3 or 4 times.
By the way, folks, just don't believe these phony doctors on the radio that say there's no evidence sodium fluoride's bad. Just Google fluoridation of water bone cancer. You will see thousands of government reports. It is an admitted fact. It gives you bone cancer. Go ahead.
One of the biggest points you probably missed, because it's so corrupt, and this has been going on since the early 1900s, and it's always been covered up.
Hundreds of degenerative bone and skeletal problems.
It's completely obvious. And it's like, it's still, Paul Cotta has been doing a battle day to day, week to week, to get the fluoride out of our water.
Well, we got a tour of the Austin water this week, and the people there didn't like it. And they said, we know it's bad. We don't like it, but don't quote us. Yeah, we know this is bad. They're not stupid. They got to wear chemical weapon suits when they put it in the water.
Yeah, even in Athol, Mass, it came up and they shot it down to keep the fluoridation going. And Athol, Mass, one of the highest.
And you know what's sick? This is the byproduct of aluminum manufacturing mainly. It's also radioactive because it's those type of rocks that they get the chemicals for fertilizer out of. That also where they mine uranium and
fluoride. It's got waste. It's got lead. It's got cadmium.
Oh, I know exactly. When you hear fluoride, it's a cover for arsenic, everything. You don't believe me? Go call Austin if you live in Austin or other cities. They go, yeah, we're hitting you hard with chemical weapons. Hope you like it. Hope you enjoy getting brain cancer. Out of time. Back live this week, 11 to 3 during the week at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job, crew. God bless you all.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.